Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk about this one word, rules. Oh my stars. I have been the person that's gotten in trouble my entire life because I seem to love breaking rules. Well, it's not for the sake of breaking rules. It's just sometimes I see rules as just silly. Well, I want to take you to Mark's Gospel chapter 2 and look at a rule that the Pharisees and Jesus saw radically differently. One Sabbath, it says in Mark chapter 2, beginning in verse 23, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" They were so freaked out because they existed for rules. Well, it actually was not unlawful to pluck a head of grain on the Sabbath. God had commanded that his people rest every seventh day, and Moses specified that no fire be lit in its observance. So the Jewish people prepared their Shabbat food ahead of time. There was also ceremonial law that prohibited all kinds of things that fell into three main categories. Don't prep any food, don't create or make any clothing or leather, and don't build anything. But no plucking wasn't on the list. Well, leave it to the most religious people in town to require more of the people than God did at the expense of following a rule. Oh my stars. God wanted the Jewish people and us to rest because we spend our days doing labor and the work was never done. I mean, that's just crazy, right? They walked in the desert for 40 years, pulling their homes behind them. So the required rest wasn't for God's sake, but for theirs, and by the way, ours. I mean, it's just like when I had little girls living in my home, I wanted my daughters to take a nap. Well, yes, it was for me, but honestly, it was primarily for them. So let's go back to Mark chapter 2, where Jesus says, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him." Well, back in the Old Testament, the tabernacle was the place where God dwelled in the form of like a pillar of fire or a cloud. Beside his presence, there were a few other things there. I mean, a lampstand made of gold. It was pretty heavy. It had six arms. It was a candelabra, menorah. They had many lights that burned around. They had an altar, of course, and it was made of wood covered with gold. There were all kind of things there. The loaves were baked fresh and replaced every week, and they acknowledged God's constant presence with the Israelites. Well, and all that to say, the daily rituals of lighting fires, burning incense, baking bread were done to honor God because he was in the room. Well, listen, David entered the house of God, a place where only priests were allowed to go. Uh-oh, now we're talking about breaking more rules. And David lied to the priest, telling him that he was on a secret mission from King Saul. Nope, broke another rule. David all but demanded to eat the bread of the presence, food only priests were allowed to eat. Whoops, another rule. The Pharisees held David in the highest possible regard. But then when Jesus shows up and his disciples are simply plucking a head of grain, how dare they do that? Well, you know what? Like Jesus would often do, he exposes their hypocrisy and their disgust, and he redirects the conversation to something far more disturbing, and that is their heart. My friend, today, check your heart. Is it his rules that you're following, or is it the church or man's rules? Let's make sure we're on the same page. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church.